Fred Film Radio, Locarno Film Festival, Switzerland.
Hi, this is Irina Trocan for Fred Radio from the 70th Locarno International Film Festival. I'm here with Anna Urshadze, director of Scary Mother, who is playing in Finasti del Presente, and actress Nata Murvanidze.
Hello, thank you for being interested in us, in our film.
What is your film about?
The story concentrates on mother, and on protagonist is the mother, and she carries out the story. We follow her, and it's like she's having like now or never moment to follow her dream or to stay in usual with her family. So she chooses this now and plunges herself into this. This is like harshly how to say it, what the film is about.
Did you start with the story, the situation of a writer who is wrapping up her first novel, or did you focus on the character?
Yeah, I know. It started with the character. In my case, so this short career or something I have, the story starts with the protagonist. First, you see her like aura, her characteristics. Then you apply face to it. Then through the protagonist come other characters, and story unfolds, and atmosphere. And then it somehow happens intuitively.
How did you talk to actors about their characters? Was it psychological? Was it biographical?
We talked a lot about the character before shooting process. Nata loves to investigate character and talk and research it and think it over and talk about it. And it helped me too, because during this process of researching, I found out many other. She helped me to find out many other layers of the character, and this process lasted quite long, like nearly 2 months. But when it ended, like pre-shooting process of this talking and researching the character, then she caught some kind of exact state of the character. Then we didn't talk at all during shooting process, because she just became somehow this character, and I haven't told her anything. She just was her, I guess.
We start to refresh in our imagination or our past all these characters, because we are trying to find emotions, not to be in different parts of. So, and we talk about some characters from books, or maybe people who are alive now. One character was for me very, very strong, like Elfriede Jelinek, which I love very much. But then, after all, we stopped to talk about it, and we lost all characters. And I think that these meetings were very, very important for us, just to be on one side.
To be allies.
Yes.
How about the production process? Did everything go according to plan?
Whole process of doing the film, like pre-production, shooting, and post-production, was heaven. Like, I don't remember any hardship or problems. It was like I was really lucky with the people and the situations and the places, and somehow I came out. No, we did it in a short period of time. We started shooting in winter, and now it's already on the festival, so we were lucky in that process.
I'm also curious how you conceived the look of this woman, because it seems like for an actress, it could be something difficult to play.
Didn't want to think about her appearance. Not to say it harshly, her appearance, yeah, or how the atmosphere looked. She didn't want it in a concrete way to see it. So she didn't think about it. I twice asked her to show her the scene, but she was like, no, I don't want to look at it. Because then I don't want to think about it like that.
Because I think that when you have the visual, I was afraid to lose what I felt in that period of these 2 months during this work. So I don't look at the mirror screen. And it is that I agree with you, and, you know, it was our agreement that you need something from me. So if it's okay, it's okay for me as well. So,
she was. It was okay with her from the very beginning. That's why she said yes.
The director likes it. It is her movie, so.
I found it interesting while watching the film that her husband is in a way a villain, but the actor gives him enough complexity.
But if you or some or people perceive him as villain, because I don't want any of the characters to have exact definite role as villain or not villain. So, yeah, I don't think anyone is like good or bad. I want to describe them in other way as a villain or hero.
Yes, I think this is a movie about, we talked about a lot, this is a movie about a person who's trying to do something, but environment can't separate art and biography. Everybody wants to go through this biography. I mean, Anna now did this movie, and maybe somebody thinks about her biography, or maybe mother is like this, or father is like that, or brother or sister or somebody from the family that like impulse, but it is not true. Movie and book is
But we don't mean that if it is actually biographical stuff is bad or something like that. I don't want to sound like that. But in her case, she can't prove somehow that she doesn't feel the same way towards children and husband. And maybe she doesn't even have the exact answer herself. Because who knows what drives you in an unconscious way.
Is the story somehow connected to your life experience as an artist?
You know, I'm saying that nothing is connected with my experience. But it's actually wrong in some kind of point, because of course something may be, but I don't know what exactly. But on the feeling level, of course, everything affects you, you know, everyday life, your environment, every human being you interact with, every subject can affect you and is affecting you, so.
It seems very difficult for your character to read from her book in front of her family.
If they pretend somehow that nothing is going on and nothing is wrong, they think that nothing will, I think. But then protagonist, it doesn't work on her, I think, and she acts in a way she wants to act.
How did you talk to the other actors in preparing the roles?
So in husband's case, he likes to act in the moment. Like, he doesn't want to think at all. Or maybe he does think by himself, but he doesn't like to talk with other people. He doesn't like to talk about it before the actual shooting. But in the daughter's case, she loves to talk about character also. So we talked about character.
And with father also.
And with father, Father loves to work on the character. He's crazy in a good, very good way. He enjoys it very much. And he writes out the text and he musically arranges the text and...
Tell me about the visual aspect of the film, how you thought about what to show on the screen.
Interesting thing for me was that it's, despite the fact that a script we took a lot of concentration and working out, the actual shooting was full of improvising. I'm telling you about mise-en-scenes and locations. It was all, nearly all improvising. As we were short in time, so it became become dark soon, and we were sure we needed sunlight and stuff. We were really concentrated, and we had to sort out all the mise-en-scene in minutes. So it somehow concentrated us, and it happened. So it happened in improvise.
Did you ever have your mind made up ahead of time on how to direct the scene?
In case of this film, we went along with the intuition. It's like soundtrack. Like, you know that this soundtrack goes well with this scene and that soundtrack doesn't. So this text is kind of a soundtrack itself of this scene. And when you listen to it, it sounds right. So you're like, yeah, in this way, he was reading this way. It's the right way.
Did you want to maximize the impact of that scene? Because it seems very, very uncomfortable.
Sure, she's doing something that she knows the consequences. What it will, how she knows her family members, and she knows how they will react to the text that she wrote about the way she describes the, that. Because that's why she's nervous.
Carrie Mander, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
This is Irina Trokan for the Fred Film Radio Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.